And Jesus said to him, "Receive thy sight, thy faith hath made thee whole." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now that I have glasses, I have been noticing how many people have glasses these days. About half of the people on the plane with me last week had them. And that was only the people who were wearing them at the time. I don't know how many of the non-glasses wearers had contacts in or had other vision correction surgery of some form. The need to correct physical vision seems quite common today, and in many, if not all of the cases, I'm sure it is necessary so people can see for work, reading, or driving. How many, though, think about the correcting the vision of their soul? Faith is to the soul what sight is to the body. Faith gives us the ability to see the things of God, what things will lead us to God. So just as the lack of sight makes someone physically blind, so also when someone doesn't have faith, they are spiritually blind. And just as there are different grades of bad eyesight, so also there are different grades of lack of faith in different people. Spiritual blindness, or bad spiritual eyesight, shows itself in many ways. Sometimes it makes us think that serious sins are not that bad. Other times it makes us show outward piety while at the same time we neglect some of our more important duties. Another way it comes out is by making us indifferent to our conscience. That is, we have ignored our conscience so much that we have a hard time seeing what is serious offense against God and what is a light offense. To be able to combat this spiritual blindness, we must ask grace from God, as the blind man did in the gospel for today's Mass. He was persistent in his request. The townspeople tried to silence him, but he cried out the more, knowing that if no one else would help him, at least our Lord would, if he could make his petition known to him. This is a perfect example of the trust and persistence we are to have when we pray. What are the causes of this spiritual blindness? What are the things which make us have difficulty seeing and desiring the things of God? Well, obviously, seven capital sins do damage to the faith of our soul, but some of them are worse than others at damaging our spiritual vision. Pride, being the first and the root of all sins, definitely does the most harm to our soul. It darkens our mind and drives out God's light. It makes us choose our own will over the will of God in large and in small matters. Lack of temperance, or in a more extreme form, lust, is also a great cause of spiritual blindness, because it stifles supernatural light and makes the soul subservient as a slave to the body, which is an inversion of the order which God has set up. St. Paul, in the Epistle to the Corinthians, says, "The sensual man perceiveth not those things which are of the Spirit." That is, our mind is stuck on earthly things and is always trying to find ways to gratify itself. Besides this, lack of temperance also leads to anger, for the body is not used to being told no. So when something comes along which is uncomfortable or is foreseen to be uncomfortable, we get mad. Attachment to earthly things can also blind the soul. We do need earthly things in this life, and we often spend a considerable amount of our time acquiring them, but we mustn't forget the spiritual things. Spiritual things, graces, are much more easily obtained and are more important, yet we often don't prioritize them because we can't see them. Out of sight, out of mind, as the saying goes, and that's why we need to work on our spiritual sight. Our physical eyesight, even if it is very bad, still usually has more sway over us than our spiritual eyesight in this life. Spiritual eyesight, again, being our faith, which makes us do things which will lead us to heaven. The last thing which damages the eyes of our soul is the devil. He uses all the aforementioned tactics to make us only see through the eyes of our body, to make us focus on the present and forget the joys of heaven. The effect that all of these things have on us as Catholics is that we fail to realize the value of grace and how easy it is for us to lose our soul in this life. We don't see the need for prayer or sacraments, or we think only about this life and its joys, and then we go to our death, judgment, and eternity without preparation. On a physical level, spiritual blindness makes us similar to the blind man in today's gospel who was forced to beg on the side of the street for alms. For without the light of grace and the faith, we become so enslaved to our passions that they make us do almost anything to satisfy them. How many times do we hear of people, usually famous people, who getting caught doing something they shouldn't, and it all but ruins their career? To overcome this spiritual blindness, we must take the means that the man took in the gospel of today's Mass. That is, first off, inquire after the truth and the knowledge of God. The blind man asked who was passing by and learned that it was our Lord. He knew of the miracles that our Lord had worked and truly regarded him as the promised Messiah. When we learn more about our faith, the knowledge of God spreads light throughout our soul. It removes false ideas we have about things of this life. It helps us to see where our true joy should lie. It makes us search for God's mercy and His forgiveness and practice charity. The more we learn about our faith, the holier we become, the better spiritual eyesight we obtain. The saints had spiritual eyesight of 20/20. They could look at earthly pleasures and attachments that are harmful for the soul and turn away from them immediately because they could see clearly the damage it would cause them. Let us use this Lent to improve our spiritual eyesight. Our Lord is passing by. He wants to cure us of our defects, but we must be desirous of His assistance. If the blind man in the Gospel had not been persistent in his inquiry as to who was passing, he would not have obtained his cure. Let us likewise be persistent in our prayers and our sacrifices during this Lent, so that we may obtain the cure that we need. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.